Harper Audio presents Have Mother, Will Travel. A mother and daughter discover themselves, each other, and the world. By Claire Fontaine and Mia Fontaine. This is Claire Fontaine.
And Mia Fontaine.
Mom's pack list. Passport with extra photos, visas and immunization records, travel insurance important numbers, video camera, camera, tape recorder, batteries, cords, adapters, converter, flashlight, pens, notebooks, international cell phone, language translator, 800 in cash, 50 singles, credit cards, emergency contact info, frequent flyer numbers, money belt, empty tote, light jacket, pocket poncho, 2 capris, 1 pair of shorts, 3 pants, 1 nice pair, 7 tops, 2 long sleeve, 3 tees and 2 tanks, 1 long skirt for Muslim countries, cardigan, 1 scarf and 1 pashmina, 2 shoes, walking and sandal, undies, bras, jammies, swimsuit, sarong, flip-flops, makeup and toiletries, eye mask and earplugs, travel towel, duct tape, sewing kit, portable laundry line, woolite packages, Tamiflu, anti-malarial pills, chlorine tabs, first aid kit, sanitizer, anti-diarrheal, Dramamine, aspirin, medication, extra glasses and contacts, sunglasses, sunblock, SPF 50, bug spray, 30% DEET, vitamins, power bars.
Mia's pack list. Passport, visa, mother.
Introduction. One word, Mia, schistosomiasis. An occupational hazard of writing is research. You look up the risk of eating sushi, and 5 hours later, you're an expert on the Loa Loa eyeworm and the E. japonica flatworms that are teeming in rivers like the one my grown daughter, my only child, wants to plunge into today. I'm holding the bathroom stall door closed for Mia at Kuala Ganda, an elephant rescue sanctuary located in the rainforest of Malaysia's Pahang region, where we've come to ride the elephants and learn about the rescue program. They allow a handful of visitors to ride the big gals into the muddy river and cavort with them as their handlers scrub them down. My devil-may-care daughter is among the select. Look, I'm a big risk-taker, an intrepid traveler, but I stop at taking home larvae as souvenirs. You don't even have to swallow it, I whisper loudly. They bore right through your skin and make a beeline for your liver. She comes out, rolling her eyes. There are 50 other travelers here, Mother. Do you see anyone else worried about it? By the way, these are probably the only sit-down flush toilets we'll see all day. I'd try to go if I were you. No one who gets it worried about it before they got it. It lives in rivers in the tropics. That, I point emphatically out the window, is a river, and this is the tropics. What are you not getting here? Mom, if you're going to be like this the whole trip, the only pain I'll have in my butt won't be from traveler's diarrhea. You don't avoid London because people get hit by buses. How many opportunities will I get to swim with elephants? I follow her out of the welcome center to a clearing in the jungle where a group of people, mostly stout, sturdy Brits, are wandering down a dirt trail through the dense flora toward the elephant area. She hurries ahead to catch up, with me in tow, trying to figure out a way to do what every mother of an adult daughter does when left with no recourse. Bribe, threaten, or frighten. Exactly 13.9% of the field officers of this country have tested positive for it, I call out after her. The Brits turn to look at me, not sure if they should be worried about the Malaysian police force or me. Mia gives me a surprised look. How the hell did you remember that? Given my lack of sleep and estrogen, it is impressive. Actually, I have no idea why that stuck, but it's true, and don't swear, Mia. She just shakes her head and scoots around the bend so she doesn't miss her opportunity. I personally know people who struggle with parasites decades after trips to places like this. But she's 25, I can't stop her. Once upon a time, when she was under 18, I had options.
My mom's hardly one to talk about parasites. The first thing she did when we arrived in China was drink 3 glasses of water from the tap. It's not every day one gets to swim with elephants. In all fairness, however, I should probably add that her being overprotective doesn't exactly come from out of the blue.